Goat in the Garden by Lucy Daniels.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Special thanks to Jenny Oldfield and to C.J. Hall, Bachelor of Veterinary Medicine, MRCVS, for reviewing the veterinary information contained in this book. To Mrs. V. Morris of Townhead Farm. Chapter 1. Mandy's dad was out on one of his famous jogs. He took it seriously, timed it, paced it properly, asked Mandy to ride alongside on her bicycle to give him training tips and encouragement. But still, he wasn't very good. "Lift your feet, Dad. You're running flat-footed." Mandy sighed. At this rate, he'd never be fit for the fell race. Adam Hope lifted his feet. His breath came out in huge clouds of steam in the frosty air. With a determined look straight ahead, he tackled the long slope up out of Welford towards the beacon. "That's better," Mandy encouraged, easing down into bottom gear. The hill was a killer. Her dad's jogging action always began to look suspect at this point, and the frost underfoot was making it worse. "Come on, Dad, you can do it." His head was rolling from side to side. He looked desperately at his watch, but the hill was getting steeper. "Keep going," Mandy shouted. "We're nearly at Beacon House. Come on." Mr. Hope gritted his teeth. "That's it. We're there." The huge double gates of the Parker Smile.